From almost right out of college, some Gubbies have had a drive for public service. You're listening to Up and Comers on FedScoop Radio, where we highlight the people new to government who are making differences big and small. I'm Jake Williams.
Before we talk about you, let's talk about RATB. Despite its relatively recent creation, I think a lot of Americans don't necessarily know a lot about what it is and what it does. So talk a little bit about what the board does, and then we can transition to what you do here.
The board is established in February 2009, based on the Recovery Act of 2009 from the executive initiative to, their goal is to protecting the government fund to stop waste, abuse, all kind of crazy stuff that going on. For example, the hurricane back in Louisiana. So I mean, you know, that's a lot of abuse of the government fund. So that's what we do. We try to stop that from happening. Right now, we're doing the same thing with Sandy. So the board was involved in that initiative of taking care of the, watching the money to see where it goes and how it's being distributed to the right people and to right entity.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got where you are. You know, how did you enter government? How did you end up here?
I graduated in 2009 with an electrical engineering degree, and I worked for a private company as an intern prior to when I got to the government. Yeah, like other people, I applied via USA Jobs and go through the process, and I got in. I worked for USPTO for like a year and a half.
Sure.
Doing well over there, but I guess it's sort of production environment, so I guess it's not it's kind of stressful, I guess. So
sure.
I decided to, you know, look for another job, and not really. I was thinking about looking for another job, but I put my resumes online, and John Farrow used to be the ISSO who worked under VITA, and he gave me a call, and here I am at the recovery board.
So in your position, you're responsible for providing prevention, detection, analysis, and response to security incidents. What does that mean for a typical day?
My responsibility is to scan for vulnerabilities weekly, make sure all the patchings are up to date on the system, make sure finding out if there is vulnerability in the system, any misconfigurations, basic scannings, the systems, and do a report to CISO or also CIO. Yeah, looking at logs and, you know, multiple, we have a lot of security tools, so I'm also responsible for those as well. So.
You know, because you handle security incidents, I mean, do you find yourself on call a lot? Is your job 9-to-5, or do you end up working after hours a lot more?
We don't really have a big incident since I've been here, so that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we only have a couple incidents that sometimes users don't go to the bad site and have virus and stuff like that, but that's pretty much it. Sometimes I have something break down, like security tools break down, and or email stop working, then I have to be on the phone with the team and then, you know, help them out with the resolving the issues and stuff like that.
But so how much collaboration do you find yourself doing, you know, in your position?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I get myself out there and involved with the teams, and I work with the networking team a lot because my job involved in networking and stuff. And I also work with the operation side for customer service as well. So I in charge of the RSA token, so you can user can VPN in to remote logged in from home. So they call me a lot on how to, you know, log in and hey, my PIN is not working and stuff like that. So that pretty keep myself busy throughout the day. And I believe that I enjoy working with the teams a lot. I think I'm a team player. Yeah, I mean, usually you see people like hate security people, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I think I'm doing fine with the other teams.
You know, we're in a kind of a different landscape now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as technology and digital government changes, so does our workforce, mm-hmm. and so does the people that come into government. What do you think, someone that's relatively new to government, someone that's rising through the ranks, what do you think mm-hmm. their place is in government? Do you think they have maybe something different to offer than someone that's been here for a while?
I believe so. I mean, myself, I just graduated, and I still have a lot of things to learn, but I believe we bring another aspect, like different thinking, different mindset, like, you know, because the technology is great as we moved on, and you know, we have another mindset to you look at things differently instead of, you know, going through the like what we used to do, or you know, I think, I mean, the more people you get in, younger people you get into the government, then the better it is, I believe. I mean, the senior people here, I mean, they also have a great amount of experience, but I would like them to train the younger generation so that they have that kind of experience plus the thinking and point of view, so to make it, you know, big difference. I think there's some good people, and there's some, you know, you can't really like put them into a bunch of and trust them by that. So you know, there's a lot of great young people out there, you know, that can do a good work. So
do you think that there's anything about this generation of young folks coming into government that maybe makes them stand out, that makes them a little different?
I think so. I mean, I went to school with some great you know, people, and you know, I believe that they can do a difference.
So what I like to talk about is some mentors. So let's talk about them. What skills and practices did they instill in you to get you to where you are?
Mentor, I don't really have one, but the most inspired me is my supervisor. I mean, she helped me out a lot in a good way. And yeah, you know, like I'm new to the government as well. And she helped me out with a lot of stuff in management, and then, you know, in how to interact with other manager, like senior management, and got me through all the career path as well. But I'm glad that I worked under her, and you know, got a chance to know and get trained by her.
So how do you unwind after a busy day monitoring security incidents?
I like to take photography, so I do a lot of that, and in my spare time, go around and take photos and do some editing.